Good afternoon. Actually, it's morning. It's a little after 11 a.m. on Friday, February 13th, 2026. And I've just been inspired to share something that has been on my heart for some time. And that is just honesty. And I think it's been on my heart because it's the desire of my heart to always be honest and transparent before God. Because if I'm honest with God and I'm not rationalizing my own behavior that is not according to His guidance, if I'm honest before God, He'll make that known to me so that I can make a change. He'll make it known anyway, whether I'm honest with Him or not. But I just want to have that mindset is what I'm trying to say. Is that I never want to hide anything from God. For one thing, it's not available to do that. He knows all and sees all. He sees everything about us. And it's just the desire of my heart to walk uprightly with God. And I know that it's available, but I have to be honest. I have to be honest with myself as to what I really value. What do I really value? And I've been sharing with some people that what you value is what you spend time on. What you value is what you spend your energy on. And right or wrong, whether it's godly or not. So, and sometimes we can deceive ourselves. It says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Sometimes it's a good idea to just ask yourself, what do you value? And I've asked myself that question, what do I really value? Do I value God? Do I value my relationship with God? Do I value His directive? Do I value obedience over my own will or what I might think would be the great thing to do? What do I really value? And it could be moment by moment. I could look at something and say, okay, I really value honoring God. I really value speaking in tongues. I really value praying for laborers. But I'm not really that into speaking by the Spirit or I'm not really valuing connection. Well, in those areas, I need to get honest because those are areas that are crucial to what God wants us to do. And the yardstick by which we can measure our value, where our heart is at, is really those five things. And I may have repeated one, but I was just thinking off the top of my head about them, but I really think about those from time to time about speaking in tongues. Am I valuing that? Am I just going through the motions doing it? Or do I really value it? Do I really see the benefit of it? Because there has to be benefit from doing the things of God. Otherwise, we won't value them. And God wants us to value the things that He has laid before us to do, those wonderful works that He has for us to do. And Matthew 6 has been on my heart about where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Those aren't just words. That is a tremendous truth, and that is also a yardstick. You could put where your value is, there your heart will be also. And people will spend time with the things and the people that they value. And the things that they don't value, they will avoid, or they will be apathetic about those things, or deem them as not important. And I don't ever want that to be my heart when it comes to the things of God. And so it takes getting honest with yourself. It takes thinking and meditating about your walk in your life with God. And I've really started to do that kind of in an objective way, not not letting emotion get involved in it. And one of the things that I thought of that really inspired this sharing was that it's not always easy to do the right thing. Sometimes it can be uncomfortable or you're just not feeling it, but that doesn't mean that your heart is not in it. If you don't feel it, if you're not feeling it, and you do it anyway, just think you're valuing that, and God is going to honor that. So your emotions don't drive your heart in any way, shape, or form. The emotions can come and go. I've seen so many times where I just wasn't feeling it at all when it came, for example, to Zoom fellowship and sharing. It's like, God, I feel like I'm empty. I feel like I don't have anything to share, but I've been doing the other things that I know you want me to do. So somehow or another, even though I don't feel like I'm ready, I know that you've enabled me. And then I open my mouth when it comes time to share in Zoom fellowship, and it just seems like God works. It's like he works more mightily those times when I'm really not feeling it than when I am feeling on top of things. So don't be driven by that emotion. That's the real inspiration, I think, in this audio sharing that I'm doing right now. Because, like I said, emotions can come and go. Emotions blow hot and cold. And relying on those as the navigator of what you do or what you value is a mistake. And you just go on and just do what you know is the right thing to do. And go forward with that and hold to the things that God has shown you to do, the things that are laid before us that we've been exhorted to do, the five things and other things that are specific to this year. Hold to those things, but also it can be something that God is just telling you personally. Like one thing that he did for me here lately, recently, was that I was thinking along a certain way, and God told me not to share anything about that. And I am sorry to say that I disobeyed God, and I did share it. And I realized that that wasn't the right thing to do, and I corrected myself, and I let the person know that I had corrected myself. But God, it could have all been avoided had I just listened to and obey God, but I wanted to go my own way about it because the emotion was driving me at the time. And it kind of pisses me off that that happened, but I learned from it, and it won't, in the next time it comes up, maybe I'll be a little bit stronger and I'll hold to what God wants me to do, to keep my damn mouth shut sometimes. So anyway, that's just being honest and transparent. Talk about being honest here. And we all fall into those kind of things where we get distracted or something, but just don't be driven by emotion in any way, shape, or form. And if you're not feeling something, just do it anyway. If you're not feeling like connecting, connect anyway. If you're not feeling like speaking in tongues, speak in tongues anyway. If you're feeling discouraged, counteract it by saying, "I am greatly encouraged. My Father greatly encourages me to go forward, and I will do the things of God. I will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for I know my labor's not in vain in the Lord." And you just talk yourself into it because it's what you value. You value that above not feeling it. You value doing above feeling. And God will reward you generously for that. And he will bring you forward and bless you mightily. And really, if you direct your own mind and your own heart, even when you're not feeling it, eventually you do start feeling it because God makes sure of that. He makes sure that that you begin to be filled with all joy and peace because you're walking forth in believing. You're walking by faith and not by sight. You're walking by faith and not by feeling. And when that happens, then you can abound in hope. You can abound in the expectation through the power of the Holy Spirit that's within you, because it is the primary thing that we should be valuing in our lives, because that's where the truth of our lives and the reality of our lives is evident. So that's what I wanted to share. I hope it blesses you, and I thank God for you, and I'm praying for people, praying for y'all, and just want the very best for you, just like God wants the best for you, and He's willing and able and ready to perform great things in our lives. So God bless.